Yeah, it's troubling mostly because you go back a few years to the Homeland Security problems that we were working on at the civic level, and I'm speaking from, you know, Houston, big city, you know, not inside the Beltway. And, you know, the intel folks in big city police departments were kind of getting these reports from the intelligence community saying, yeah, there'd be a clear threat or whatever, but, you know, the levels of classification on sources and methods would essentially bump things down the page so that by the time they got a formal report, it basically said something bad might happen. Because they said, well, we can't compromise this source, and we can't really talk to them about that, and these people aren't cleared. And YouGov was one of these ideas, and it's still out there. It's still functioning. It's just not taking in new enrollees, where the idea was, well, maybe we should have an additional conduit for communication, and maybe we'll treat, you know, big city police departments as partners rather than as kind of the last to know. So, you know, I don't know all the details. None of us do, unless we actually worked on YouGov and know the inside of the operation with the DNI folks that made the decision to get rid of it. Or I guess it's going to be sunset at some point. But really, the question is this a return from need to, or you know, we've tried to do need to share.
Sort of the mindset change that happened over the last little while.
Yeah, exactly. So, and if need to share is going to prevail, you need to have tools that you know, allow sharing. So it'll be great if the DNI then says, oh, by the way, we're going to roll out an all web thing, and email's a, you know, pain in the neck. It's you know, the overhead on it's hard, and there are problems with email. And, you know, I agree. Inboxes get over full. You know, any other way to communicate that's more efficient.
And I was out talking with a few folks who are part of DNI, part of the overall intel community, and they were saying, yeah, YouGov, it's an email platform, and we get that this isn't the most important thing, and they're not saying that they're shutting down any of the other parts of Intellipedia, at least right now. The concern out there is, what does this mean? Sort of that mindset change, and everyone points back to the 9/11 Commission report, mm-hmm. The final report, where essentially we had all the pieces, we just couldn't connect all the dots. And I think there was almost a pretty palpable feeling that these tools were at the very early stages of allowing us to connect those dots.
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at a city police department like the NYPD that now has basically intel attachés stationed overseas. So the New York City Police Department is making the investment, and it's not an insignificant one, to send an officer to go live in a foreign country. And the NYPD is really excellent at recruiting. You know, New York City is the melting pot, right? I mean, people from everywhere are coming there. So they can recruit Urdu speakers, you know, from Pakistan to work in the NYPD. You know, they're either U.S. citizens or, you know, green card holders, I would assume, but I assume they're U.S. citizens. I don't know all the details on that. But they can recruit these folks who have these skills, and they can put them overseas, and they can bring in valuable intelligence. So, you know, the intel community wants to have a two-way communication with these folks. They have to have a conduit somehow. Email is kind of a least common denominator. Sure, it's better to do things in a wiki where you're collaboratively drafting and updating all the time, but that's not always the most efficient means for routing certain kinds of communication. So I hope that YouGov, you know, there is a successor platform out there that people are thinking about, because it's not, you know, answering these security problems is not just about the federal government, you know, holding all responsibility. It's a tiered structure. You have to have state and local folks and foreign partners as well. Working on this, and academics like me and other people. So I worry that this will be, you know, basically the intelligence community will be moving to a mindset that says, well, we don't really need outside partners. We can handle this on our own.
But they've already been in that mindset. I mean, the intelligence community has always believed that knowledge is power, therefore don't give up your power. That's part of the bunker mentality that happens when you don't share that information.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are great books written on why the FBI and CIA have problems in sharing and culture issues that go back to the Second World War and before. But yeah, basically the newer folks that are going into these positions, they're on Facebook, they communicate with people in the social networking scheme of things. They want to collaborate. They want to know. They know that they can have a better picture if they talk to someone else. And this idea that, you know, one assessment from one agency is going to go to the White House and therefore get them a bigger piece of the bureaucratic pie down the road, it's not the best way to play the game. seeing the big picture.
And the concern is that data all of a sudden is tagged with CIA or NSA or wherever it comes from, rather than all of a sudden we focus on the information itself.
Right.
And it, again, we go back into these silos, these stovepipes, whatever you want to call them, but information isn't shared across a platform. And again, ODNI says that's not the direction they're going in. The concern is that this is one tree that could lead to an overall forest or domino or whatever analogy you want to use.
Yeah, and getting to brass tacks, this is YouGov is unclassified email. I mean, this is not stuff secured at,
right.
at secret or top secret or compartmented above the top secret level. This is unclassified email. So the computer security argument is, well, this system could be compromised. I mean, and maybe it was. We don't know. I don't know. No one's gonna tell me that, and I can't talk about that on the radio if someone did. So the real problem is that we have to push down a lot of the Homeland Security mission to the unclassified level, because you can't clear every deputy sheriff in the United States.
Right.
So when you start taking away pieces of the puzzle for these folks. It gets back to very much the bunkered mentality of the intelligence community. And we, go back and look at the interviews of the FBI folks who were at CIA before 9/11 who wanted to communicate back to their home agency. It's painful. They definitely were connecting dots. And the bureaucratic process and the rules that grow up around how things work trumped doing something that might have affected a different outcome.
Usually when they let the genie out of the bottle, the genie stays out of the bottle. And in this case, they're taking it away again. They're trying to stick the genie back into the bottle. How unusual is it for that to happen?
Well, we're in whole new terrain here. I mean, we're in the Web 2.0 world now where people are communicating. I think more important than getting the genie back in the bottle is that you tell people they can't do things. What are they going to do? They're going to figure out how to do it anyway. So they're going to create some sort of Google group or, some sort of community of interest that's outside government computing. And, the beauty with...
And probably less. That's probably less secure than the platform that they're using.
I would have to assume so.
Yeah.
And the beauty with YouGov is, you get an account, you're vetted. And the other great thing about YouGov is if you don't want to say who you are, because you have some sort of sensitivity or permission issue, the folks vetting the YouGov network really give you a possibility to say, well, I'm Joe Smith. You really don't need to know where I work, but I just want to throw this out there for all of you. I'm with the U.S. government, and this may be someone undercover someplace.
Yeah.
Maybe there are other platforms that'll fix this, but this trusted email system at the unclassified level where people can share information, and it really comes down to the federal government has to assume that especially for its intelligence professionals or people who are contracting with the intelligence community, that they have to know the rules of the road for sharing at some point, and they have to be trained how to share, and they have to know that at the end of the day, need to share is the top value, and if something is compromised, and if they were making a best possible effort to share, that the consequences will not be severe. I mean, we live in a world where IC employees have taken troves of information home and put them in their closets. I mean, so all sorts of breaches have happened, but you have to separate intent from error.
One of the other big frustrations that I've heard out there is the constant comparison, almost a apples to oranges comparison. This is unsafe. Well, almost all email platforms are unsafe. And yet this is being brought down for security reasons, but unspecified. And in the end, Outlook, whatever exchange has issues. All email platforms have issues.
Right.
And why take one down were the security issues so large that they justified bringing the system down?
Yeah, I mean, why can't they just swap out the back end technology? So if it's email platform A, why not go to B and try that?